West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The University of West Georgia announcing a significant milestone this fall, reaching its highest enrollments ever. With a fall 2024 enrollment of 14,394 students, UWG experienced a 12.7% increase over the previous year. Since last fall, graduate enrollment increased by 21.4%, with 5,237 students choosing to pursue advanced degrees at UWG. UWG reached another historic milestone in its retention of students from their first year into their second year this fall. 77.5% of students choosing to return to UWG. This marks an increase of 1.5 percentage points over last year, which was the previous record. Well, it sounds like the city of Villarrica will have to wait at least two more years to have their concerns for safety and congestion addressed regarding the intersection of Commerce Drive and Georgia Highway 78. City officials say for years, traffic traveling westward on Highway 78 trying to turn into Commerce Drive has held up traffic sometimes back to the intersection of Highway 61, and there have been many traffic accidents that have occurred with vehicles crossing through eastbound 78 traffic to travel west on 78. The city had been considering changing the configuration of the intersection to a right turn in, right turn out only. Villarrica city officials reached out to GDOT about the potential project, and
they were more than happy to have us go ahead and do something of this nature, but they were not inclined to do the study and to install the separation of the right turn on both sides, because they're going to be installing a roundabout at Rocky Branch and one at the intersection of 61 and 78. And in between those two, if they will be installing a median between those two roundabouts, which will accomplish that very thing.
However, that GDOT project is not planned for 2025 or 2026, according to Villarrica Public Works Director Hal Birch.
Their rapid response, funding has already been exhausted, but they do have it slated for, I believe, 2027. Within 2 years, the roundabouts will be completed and the median will have been installed. It doesn't make sense for us to spend $23,000 to do a study and then the additional cost of the installation of the median to have it removed by GDOT in within 2 years and replaced with their product that they're going to be installing.
And meanwhile, Villarrica City Council on Tuesday voting to extend the current moratorium on multifamily developments within the city through May of 2025. Villarrica Police this week confirming an ongoing investigation into a former local dentist accused of billing multiple patients for services not rendered and overbilling for services that were rendered. VRPD Captain Blake Terry says the dentist under suspicion has not worked in the City of Gold for approximately 2 years, which is about as long as agencies have been investigating the accusations. Investigators have recently been able to collect data they had been seeking, and the investigation is taking another step forward. However, investigators believe it best not to release the suspect's name at this time. They do encourage any patient who may have concerns regarding their billing from a former Villarrica dentist in 2023 and prior to discuss their concerns with the VRPD. The Community Foundation of West Georgia has announced the recipients of its 2024 Community Impact Grants this year. Over $285,000 in grants has been awarded to 27 local nonprofit organizations, which support initiatives that enhance arts, education, the environment, and social services in Carroll, Harrelson, and Heard counties. The list of recipients is posted to the Newstalk1330.com website. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.